the 17th day of Iyar. In that particular year, Lag BaOmer was
on Sunday.
But we don't say Tachnun already from Mincha before. So on Shabbos, when we don't say Tachnun by Mincha, we don't say the Tzitkoscha prayer. So the Rebbe brings down, Ein Oimrim Tzitkoscha, that we do not say Tzitkoscha, because already by the Mincha prayer before Lag BaOmer, unlike the 13th day of Iyar, which is before Pesach Sheni, in which we do say Tachnun by Mincha, over here we don't say Tachnun by Mincha, so therefore we don't say Tzitkoscha in the Mincha prayer, which is on Shabbos. Another instruction, Bikriya Shema sheyesh emrim baboiker koidem atfilo. There is the reading of the Shema that we say in the morning before the davening. So there is the Shema, and we know already in Halacha that we also say Baruch Shem, the Alter Rebbe brings down Shulchan Aruch, that we also say Bahavta, some say also Vahoya, but we do the whole Shema, so in the morning. That's not necessarily by the prayer, but this is talking about the people who just say the regular Shema in order to Lotzis Chayvas Kriya Shema Bizmano, to fulfill their obligation of reading Shema in time, because the minyan is not going to be there in time. I'm not talking about the Birchas HaShachar Shema, but just people doing the three parshiyos. So at that point, Gamkin, Koiflin, Gimel, Hatevis, they would also repeat the three words. We say, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, in order to get the proper amount of words. Umesaimim Betevas Emes. And they would conclude with the words Emes, as one does B'yachid, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, and then you say Emes. But the Kriya Shema, the Tefillin, the Rabbeinu Tam, v'Shemusha Rabba, but in the Shema that you learn with the Rabbeinu Tam and the Shemusha Rabba, Ein Koiflim, over there you do not double say Ani Hashem Elokeichem twice, Avol Oimrim Emes, but you would still say the word Emes, even though the Emes is from the next paragraph, and over here we would still say Emes. And the Rebbe brings down over here that on Lag BaOmer Shnas Tofreish Dalid Lerech, and approximately in the year of 604, Sipera Tzemach Tzedek Toiras HaBal Shem Tov, the Tzemach Tzedek related a teaching of the Baal Shem Tov. As state, it's written, Kisiyu Atem Eretz Chefetz Omer Hashem Tzvokis, that you will be a land of desire, says Hashem Tzvokis. Ot azoivi de gresta chachomim, vel ebik nidergein de groisa tivizdike oitzrus. Just as the greatest wise people will for eternally not be able to reach the great natural sources, the natural sources, v'chashem yizbarucha teveigim v'baritz, which God had in nature given into the land, into the earth. So that means that the greatest wise people can never figure out the endless great natural treasures that there is in the land. As a koil hoyo min ha'ofer, that everything comes from the dust, from the sand. So that means everything in the bottom comes from there, comes from the ground. Otazoi ken kenen is there again. Same way, nobody can really reach the groisa oitzrus vasligin in the great treasures that a yid has. That's what the yidna called an eretz. They're a land, they're compared to the land that they too have these treasures. And nobody would ever, can never reach and ultimately find the all of them. We are, they are, the Jewish people are Hashem's, blessed be His, land of desire. This is the Tzemach Tzedek relating what the Baal Shem Tov said related. Besima Basem Tov. The Basem Tov concluded, Ich will machen von Eden, as he soll geben dem Yivul. I want to make of the Jews that they should give the produce. Was the Eibster Baruch Hu that Hashem, blessed be He, an Eretz Chavetz can give, that a land of desire can give. So the Hashem Tov said that his job is to make it so that the Eretz Chavetz should actually produce their potential, what they have within themselves, and that's his job to bring that into fruition.